Well, hello, hello, good morning, and welcome back. It has been a minute, and welcome to Creation Conversations with Cheryl. Wow, life, it has went fast. Gosh, I don't even know where to start exactly today, but welcome if you're listening. I'm so glad that you're here. And just, there's been a lot that's happened, and I'm not going to go into all of the pieces. Just kind of the most current events. Today is April 20th, 2024. And I am in my home in downtown Delta, PA. Jeez, what has happened since the last time I've been on here? Oh, wow. So, bought a cabin, and it's about 20 minutes north of Gettysburg, PA. About an hour and 35 minutes from my house. Started creating retreats for people. I'm getting ready to do my second retreat here in May. And also a personalized retreat for a couple other individuals in June. A few people come up to rent a few times. And I still sometimes am in shock, disbelief. Going, wow, I can't believe it actually happened. You put it in there, or what? Well, you put it out there. Maybe create a vision board, look at it, and boom, one day, you know, it happens. You know, we put our intention there, we create it with just our thoughts and how much we desire to go to that space. And sometimes things can hold us back. Self-sabotage, not feeling like we deserve it. And I'll tell you something, I didn't feel like I deserved this cabin. So I get there. I mean, so anyways, last May, I've been looking for places after my mom had passed, particularly. I knew that at least the sale of her house, I'd have a little bit of money, help pay my house off at least, and to be able to purchase another property. With my intention being to do retreats for people so we could disconnect, to reconnect to ourselves, to nature, you know, and just, you know, get in a better place, you know, self-care, health, wellness, that type of thing. And I've been looking and looking and, you know, looking at places that were, I don't know, around like the 250 range, something like that. And I was looking through Zillow and this one particular cabin popped up and I was like, wow, that is like, the energy for it was amazing. It was gorgeous. The pictures, I was like, wow, never in a million years did I imagine myself owning this place. Let me just say that again. Never did I think that would happen. I sent it off to my mortgage broker sort of as a joke. Hey, look at this place. This would be perfect, you know? And he's like, yeah, but it's like $100,000 more than what we're looking at. I said, yeah, I know. So I just wrote it off. He came back at me. I don't know if it was that day, a couple days later, or within a week. And goes, you know, I think that we can make this happen. I was like, what? Meantime, this was last May of 23. Yeah. We're almost in May of 24. So I was like, oh, okay. Sort of like shocked. I'm like, oh gosh, can I do this? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know, this sort of thing. And then I showed some people some pictures. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at this. They're like, wow, it's gorgeous. I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking it's not going to happen. I'll tell you that. I did. In the back of my mind, that lingering doubt that we probably all have about something was there. Again, put it out there. And what do you want to create? What do you desire? What do you feel like you deserve? So we went and looked at it. And actually, the funny thing is, the first time I went there, the GPS did not take me to the place. And cell service in that area was quite questionable, spotty at best, really. And I did eventually find it. The couple that was there waiting for me to come had left. Which I have a feeling that for whatever the reason, I wasn't supposed to meet them that day. So my mortgage broker was there. I found it. We look around and I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm just thinking, yeah, this isn't going to happen. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. It's 2,000 square feet. It's 3 large bedrooms, 3 baths, 1 on each level. I mean, he's like, 2 acres. Look at this place. This is gorgeous. And all the space. And you have your water feature. There's a waterfall there. You know, it's a man-made waterfall, but still, nonetheless, beautiful. And I was like, okay. I said, what do we do? He goes, well, let's put in an offer. They were asking $358. And he said, let's put it in for $345. I said, all right, sure. Again, totally not thinking that this is going to happen. And at the same time, it was very light, the energy for it. I was going through a lot with my son at the time. Again, just, you know. And so my mind wasn't real clear. It was still sort of muddled and feeling heavy and kind of discombobulated from all that going on. But anyway, the energy for this cabin felt very light, and he put in an offer. That was a Friday. The next day, they hadn't accepted it yet, and my mortgage broker calls me, Steve. He goes, so they're going to have a couple more showings. He goes, what do you want to do? I said, leave it. I said, if I'm supposed to have it, I will. He said, okay. The next day, they came back and counteroffered. I was like, okay. They came down to, like, I want to say 352 or something like that. And I said, well, let's counter back for 350. And they accepted. And thus began the process of of this cabin. When I tell you that I still sometimes am still like, I'm not sure how this happened. I'm being completely honest. I also know that if we can allow ourselves to come out of whatever limitations we've put on ourselves, whatever feelings or judgments we have about ourselves, what we think we should or shouldn't have or do or shouldn't do, or if I can't, oh, you know, that whole thing. There's a space in there that if we tap into it, allows us to see what is actually really possible in the situation. And for an instance, I did see it. Now, let's go back for a second. When I was really beginning to look for places, there was a place that popped up. It was maybe 10 minutes from my house. It was right by Muddy Creek. It was up on the hill a little bit. Didn't really have much land. It was a hill. It was like a 1.5 bedroom, 2 bedroom, very small place, but really cute little deck area, covered porch. And the steps walk down, and there's like a bench area, and there's Muddy Creek, and it was really, really cool. This place was like $179. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this place. Let's put an offer in. And he's like, okay. So I did that. I gave him a deposit. You know, I'm like, oh, this place is mine. I'm like one of the first ones to see it, maybe. You know, I said full asking price, whatever. And that was like Saturday. And he comes back to me Monday. He goes, well, there's another person in the running. And he's between you and this other person. He's like, but I feel like our offer is really strong. I feel confident about it. Okay. A little bit later that afternoon, he comes back. He goes, I'm sorry, Cheryl. We didn't get it. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, I was a little bit like, all right, well, there's probably something better. Not even imagining. Sometimes we dream too small. Yes, we do. We dream too small. Even though I had a dream of owning another property, a retreat property or whatever, I didn't even imagine it would look like it is. So, you know, lost that property. And again, you know, I talk myself going, all right, well, there's got to be something better. There's got to be something more, or there's something out there that's meant to be. And I believe that. So kept looking. And then again, this popped up. We went and looked, did the offer. And I feel like, oh my God, I feel like practically I had to, you know, give him my DNA to be able to secure the loan. I mean, they want to know, like, firstborn, secondborn, you know, any other children out there that could claim on the property, you know, do you actually, are you the complete owner of Equipoise? It's just like, how do we know this is your money? Oh my God, like, it was, it was crazy. And all in the while, I mean, at some point I was just like, I don't know if I want to do this. You know, what's interesting though, I asked for it. It arrived. And then when it arrived, I was like, oh, do I really want to do this? And I said yes to it. I kept asking questions and looking at it and going, all right, is this going to be a contribution to my life? Or I keep getting yes. When I show people pictures, like, oh my God, I want to go there. The proximity of where it's located, it's on Bear Mountain, which I think is awesome. Anyways, Bear has been a large totem for me for my entire life. And so that's being said, that's pretty cool. And also it's 20 minutes north of Gettysburg. So it's, if I want to rent it to people, there's things close by. There's a golf course that's like 3 miles away. There's Hollowball Farms, which is 10 minutes away. 5 minutes away is a Dollar General with lots of food and stuff. And then a little restaurant. Another 10 minutes away, there's other like little Italian joint. There's so many things that are sort of in close proximity. At the same time, you feel like you're in this like different wavelength, different place. And yeah, so again, sign the documents. It just kept happening. I was like, okay. And I rolled with it. I flowed with it. Did I have doubts? Did I have, oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. That worry of, all right, can I do this financially? Let me look at my money, like constantly checking myself. I'm going to put myself on a financial diet, you know, what do I need to do to make sure that I can keep this and, you know, not go into like major debt? What needs to happen here? And I asked for the universe's contributions, like, please, you know, I receive whatever it is to help create, and so on and so forth. So also receiving that place. So when I went up there and took my daughter too, she's like, wow. She was also in like, wow. I took people pictures that were like, wow. You see this place and you want to go there. The other places I looked at, I am not so sure that it would have the same effect of like, oh my gosh, I want to go there. Now, acquiring the place and then at that point I was like, all right, it was beginning of summer, end of spring, energy's moving, energy's growing for the season. So I was like on it. I was Facebook Marketplace, like it was my job, and buying things, taking things up every weekend. It was like a truck or two carloads. My daughter would go with me and unload to get it ready. And it took me from the end of June, I'd say through almost like September, not quite through all of September. And it was furnished. If I see it, let's do it. At that point, I had a couple people that were going to rent, and I just took a breath. And I was like, all right. I was out there doing stuff, working, busting my ass, and just going, all right, I need a moment. So I did. I sort of took, I guess, the winter time sort of off. I did go up for New Year's Eve. That was a lot of fun. My cousin came up with her family and enjoyed New Year's. Bringing in the New Year up there was pretty awesome. I enjoy having space to be able to create experiences for others, as well as for myself. I think it's important to take care of ourselves in order so that we can serve or others in whatever way is, you know, deemed at the time. Self is important. So this cabin So the first few times I was up there, I was just like, I can't believe this. And I was feeling very, almost overwhelmed and like, oh my gosh, I have these two properties. It's just me now. Like, I'm taking care of all of this. Oh my gosh, is it going to be okay? Like, so now I'm getting more comfortable with, all right, I can leave for a few weeks, a couple weeks. And then I have a Ring camera installed on the front door. So at least I can kind of see outside a little bit. And then I have a neighbor who I've, you know, connected with in case I need to talk to or text or whatever about anything. So, yeah. This is not exactly the podcast I had planned on rolling out with. However, I just wanted to, like, say, hey, you know, whatever it is that you dream, whatever it is that you truly desire, can actually be manifested and created in this reality. It takes just knowing, hey, I desire whatever. It didn't have to be super specific. So people are like, well, how'd you know where to look? I'm like, oh, I just looked. I had actually looked at a couple of places that were like a lot further away, but with more property, because I thought that's really what I wanted. And what showed up was this cabin with a couple acres. There's some space around it. So there's some, there's some opportunities for expansion up there for sure. And there's all these ideas and all these things flowing through my head of what I'd like to create. And I know sometimes I get in my own way of, oh, hey, this is what I want. This is what I want. Let's do this, this, and this, and this. And instead of just taking a breath and going, all right, let me find the flow here. Because when you find the flow and energy, like, you don't get burnt out as much. And I know that that's what was happening with me. I was getting burnt out. I was just like, phew. I know part of me threw myself into that to also help distract me. So I hadn't been speaking with my son. He was going through some things and I hadn't talked to him in May. I was like, I'm done for right now. And I took a break. I took some time away from that relationship to focus on, well, myself, but also the cabin was a nice distraction. It became very healing. It allowed me to get back in touch with myself, even though I was doing stuff pretty much every time I went up. And now on another level, I can look at it and do other things and go deeper. I recently rejoined my Native American group that I had been a part of years ago. They have a 3-year apprenticeship. Well, they do still, and I was in a 3-year apprenticeship before. They're doing it slightly different this time. And then after that 3-year apprenticeship, I went on to become a teacher in the next group for 3 more years. Loved it, learned a lot, stepped away from it. Not that that's not my roots or my foundation, but stepped away because it was just time to explore and expand and do some other things. And I recently came back to it. So they have a new group forming, or they did. And now what they're doing is after the first year, you join, you commit for a year, and you can rejoin if you've graduated from before. So I did. So I came back for the second year, and the second year is all about the medicine wheel. And I'll probably do a podcast about that at some point as well. But what I'm trying to say is that it's like, I'm able to go deeper now with not just, you know, I'm getting things done, but like now it's time to go deeper within myself, deeper, like up at the cabin. So I'm looking to explore ways to create pathways, to create meditation sites, and just seeing where that takes me. And I don't have a specific plan. I just know that back in October, I went to a sound bath workshop with a good friend of mine, and she had never been, and that was kind of cool. But anyway, so in this sound bath workshop, they did a guided meditation, and in the guided meditation, the bear came and took me up to the cabin and basically walked around the entire perimeter and blessed the area and added its energy. And so it was like, oh, wow, cool. So it's happening. It's still unfolding. It's still being created. And I look forward to seeing, you know, how it's going to get created. If anybody listening is interested in wanting to share this, cool, but wanting to learn more about the cabin. I left out one of the most important parts, the name. I keep calling it the cabin. It's actually Tranquility Base. So when I went up the first time to see it, I'm looking outside at the fire pit, at the view, which is absolutely gorgeous, of the mountains and the orchards. I turn around, and in the ground is a wood sign that says Tranquility Base. And I was like, holy shit, this is already named. This is amazing. So upon getting the contract, a little bit later, I met with the couple. I sat down with them, and they were great. They gave me all the ins and outs of everything, of the whole place. And I asked them about the sign, you know, the Tranquility Base. That's going to be named Tranquility Base. It's named that. And she got tears in her eyes. And I said, are you leaving the sign? She's like, actually, no, because her father, who had passed not too long ago, had made that for her. So she wanted to keep that. I said, okay, I get it. So I did get a sign created, Tranquility Base, and then it's on Bear Mountain. So it's Tranquility Base at Bear Mountain. So if anyone's interested, get on the Facebook. Go to Tranquility Base at Bear Mountain, and you'll see pictures. Follow the page if you want, and then you'll be seeing events and different things that I'll be hosting and working on up there. So, yeah. So that. So there's been a lot going on. Tranquility Base at Bear Mountain. If you're interested in sending an email, tranquilitybase03@gmail.com, then you could send an email to connect with me. Not a problem about it. If you have thoughts or questions, or you want to host a retreat, or you want to be part of one, you know, I'm just allowing this to, I'm adding my energy to it to create life in it, and it's going to run with how it runs, and that's where I'm at. So, wow. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Maybe this was a source of inspiration. I'm not sure. Hopefully it is. I actually took a friend up there, and she didn't even know where we were going, and I didn't know I was taking her, but I was like, hey, you want to go somewhere? And so we did, and we get there. She's like, what is this place? And I told her, and she's like, got tears in her eyes, and I got tears in my eyes, and I'm like, I know, right? She's like, wow. So I hope for it to create whatever it's supposed to create for others. And it's my desire to always create more in this world, to add more to the world, and not be that that person that's always taking, but receiving and flowing back to people. And thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging in there. And I always like to move and do podcasts when the energy feels, you know, good. And well, here you are. So, Tranquility Base at Bear Mountain. All right. Thank you guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Send me a message. All right. Adios.